Today, we continue with lesson number 10 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Challah. And we begin to study together the third perek, Mishnayos Aleph and Beis, the first and second Mishnah of the third perek. If a person takes flour and adds water, we will learn in this Mishnah that he is still permitted in HaTorah to eat even achilas keva. If he likes to eat flour and water, he can eat to his heart's content. Midrabbanon, he can only eat achilas arai, can only eat a little nibble, can't sit and eat a full serving. But he can eat achilas arai because the dough is not yet mechuyav, is not yet obligated in the mitzvah of hafroshas challah. It's not yet dough. It's just flour and water. It becomes dough in the case of flour made from wheat at the time of Gilgal. Gilgal means literally rolling. When you take the flour and water and roll them together and make a gush echot, make one lump, one clump of dough, then the dough is obligated in challah, and from that point on, you cannot eat even achilas arai, even just a little nibble. Now, flour made from barley does not clump together in the same way as flour made from wheat. Rather, the flour made from barley becomes small chunks, small bits that have to be pressed together. So, the Mishnah says, in the case of wheat, until it has reached the stage of Gilgal, where it really is one clump of dough, and in the case of barley, until all the separate little chunks have been melded together as one unit, up until that point, ochlen arai min ha'isa, it's permissible to eat a nibble, a transient or temporary achila from the dough, at least until the point where Gilgal has occurred in the case of flour made from wheat, and timtum, which means closing together, stuffing together the little separate little chunks, in the case of se'orim. Gilgalo b'chitim v'timtumo b'se'orim. However, once the dough has reached the stage where it is one compressed piece of dough, whether in the case of wheat or in the case of barley, then it's forbidden to eat from that dough under very strict consequences until the challah is given, until hafroshas challah, until the challah is set aside. If one eats from the dough after it has reached the stage of Gilgal for wheat, or Timtum for Seorim, ho'uchel mimeno chayav misa. The person who eats that is chayav misa, is punishable by death, misa b'dei shemayim, similar to a person who eats tevel, namely grain, from which truma has not been given, so too dough from which challah has not been taken. Kevon shehi nosenes es hamayim. Interestingly, as soon as the woman adds water to the dough, even though she has not yet started to do Gilgal, she's not yet started to roll it into a doughy substance, but she simply poured the water onto the flour, at that point she can extract a bit and make that her challah. Kevon shehi nosenes es hamayim magbahas chalosa, uvilvad shelo yeheshom chameshes revoim kemach. As long as she does not have dry flour, which has not been touched by the water, in the quantity of the obligation of challah, in the quantity of five lugim, or five quarters of a kav of kemach. If she, in other words, if she has a whole lot of flour, she's poured water into half of it, no water in the other half of it, and the other half of it is the shiur of chalom, is chameshes revoim, then she cannot take challah from the half which is moistened with the water upon the other half which is still in the condition of flour. Some have the girsa here, just the opposite. Uvilvad not shelo yehesham, but uvilvad she yehesham chameshes revoim kemach, which means that the only time she can give challah from the flour and water before the gilgul is if the flour which has been moistened by the water is equal to the amount of chameshes revoim, so it's obligated in challah. The main chiddush here is that she can give challah, she can be mafrish challah, even before it's reached the stage of dough, even before there's been real lisha, real kneading, K-N-E-A-D-I-N-G. Mishnah Beis, nidmo'o, the concept of dimua is something we've learned about in Maseches Trumos, which we've studied together. If truma becomes mixed with chulin, you require, midrabanan, 100 parts of chulin to one part of truma. If there's less than 195 parts chulin to one part of truma, the whole mixture is called dimua. It's a mixture which has to be treated as truma, even though the truma is botel, not only barov and not only beshishim, but betishim votisha. Doesn't make a difference. Until there's 100 parts chulin, it all has to be treated like dimua. Now, we learned back in Perek Aleph Mishneh Dalet that dimua is potur from challah. Dimua already has a din of truma, and you can't be mafrish challah from something which already has a din of truma. So, nidmo'o isoso achelo gilgalo. If the dough became dimua, became truma mixed with chulin, before the gilgal, before it was actually rolled into dough, petura. So it's potur from challah, because sheha meduma potur. Meduma or dimua is potur from challah, again, as we learned clearly in Perek Aleph Mishneh Dalet. Umishe gilgalo chayeves. However, if it has become dough, it was mekulgal, it was rolled into dough, and therefore obligated in challah. And then it became involved in a mixture of 100 parts chulin, of less than 100 parts chulin to one part of truma. So it became meduma after the chi of challah. Umisha gilgalo chayeves. Then it would be obligated in hafroshas challah. The Mishnah continues. Nolat lo sefek tuma ad shelo gilgalo. Suppose it's just flour and water now. Gilgul has not occurred. There's not yet been a chi of challah. And a sofek tuma arises. Some insect fell upon the mix, and we're not sure if the insect was dead or alive, whether it was one of those insects that is indeed a sheretz and is metame, or some other circumstances happened which caused a sofek tuma. In such a case, teyose betuma. It's better to continue the process as if it was tome, as if it was tome. Meaning that it is permissible to be metame, the mixture, tumas vadai, to take a real live definite sheretz and place it on it, or to have a nida or a tome mace touch it. Because even if it would be made in tahara, if it would be made carefully, the Kohen could not eat the challah because he can't eat a challah which is sofek tome, tuma. Challah tomeya has to be burnt. Challah tahora may be eaten. Challah which is a sofek, which might be tahor, might be tome, has to be treated luchumra and has to be burnt. So therefore, in this case, it's better to finish the process with tuma. The whole thing will be tome and will be, the challah at least, will be burnt. However, umishe gilgala, Suppose you've already taken the flour and water and rolled it into dough. So now there is a chiyuv chala. And now a safek tumah occurs. Then teyose betahara. Then you have to finish the process carefully and keep it tor. Because since there's already been a chiyuv isa for the chala, so there's a din of chala upon this dough. And even though there's a safek tumah, you cannot be goreim vadai tumah to safek tumah. You can't take chala, which is questionably tomei, and make it vadai tomei, because you're making it tomei b'yodayim, and this is not permissible. So therefore, one has to be careful to do it b'tahara. So we have completed lesson number 10.